Hello, Mid-America. This is John Prosper, broadcasting from the heartland with your Harvest Minute. You know, I grew up just outside of a relatively small town in central Missouri. In those days, routine and quiet rural life carried on to the point of tedium for many residents, and particularly for the young and the restless. Friday night lights, blues festivals, tractor pulls, county fairs, and the like broke up the monotony to an extent, created anticipation, and united the community both culturally and socially. Basketball was also a particularly popular diversion and pastime that provided welcome recreation, entertainment, and enjoyment. Sophisticated freestanding basketball goals, designed and manufactured by a local welder, were ubiquitous on the sides of relatively level residential streets, encouraging their pleasant day utility by pickup game ballers. The local high school's round ball team was widely supported and enthusiastically followed by the natives, with key players and their performances often being the talk of the town. One player practically became a legend in these parts for his standout athleticism and court accomplishments. He was largely responsible for bringing back hope to previously underdog teams and to a slowly dying community, and also, in a sense, made us believers in ourselves again. That kid was a natural, honing his skills at an early age, constantly developing and growing. Why, he was a near 7-footer by the time he topped out. The tall center and his teams were winners at every level, from high school to college to the Olympics and the NBA. He was a phenom, yet oddly enough, never a star. Sometimes a large part of being a legend is just making everyone else around you better. Anyone visiting our old high school gymnasium to this day will still see his name above all names, listed with his stats and achievements, high up on the courtside wall of homage and distinction. He will long be remembered in many places and much of the heartland as a small town hero. Well, there was another exceptional individual that was from a place of relative obscurity, Nazareth by name, who captured the attention and hearts of the townspeople. He was one of a large family, and early on worked in his father's carpenter trade, making plows and yokes. However, he began to hone skills of a higher nature even at an early age, somehow knowing the position he was called to play. The child waxed strong in spirit, increasing in wisdom and also in stature. Being naturally humble, though, he made himself of no reputation and took upon him not the center of attention, but the form of a servant, despite being full of grace and uncanny ability. Folks from all around began to enthusiastically favor and follow him, and his teams recorded win after win, even though there were many that defended against them. They were triumphant at every level, having unparalleled feats with many miraculous comebacks. He himself was a champion, crowned a victor, making his father proud. Yet at the same time, he lifted up everyone else around him who believed in him, initiating and perfecting their faith. His unselfish play and selfless sacrifice inspired hope in others and brought life back to people, dying communities, and nations. He made believers of many, and long after being gone, his spirit lives on through them. He is still worshipped today by his fans and highly exalted for what he accomplished, and his name courtside is above every other name. Why, certainly, and without a doubt, he's a small town hero for the ages.